Your love is my only dear. Yes, let's take that. Relight My Fire. Going on my Spotify list, which has got over 1,000. I mean, it's taking the world by storm.
1,083.
That is a lot of people.
And 7 hours.
Will you ever release it as like just a bunch of seed, like 57 CDs?
Yes, I will. I'll make you a mixtape, babes.
Thank you.
That's the voice of Luke McGregor, comedian and actor. Harley Breen's off today, actually for the rest of the week. He had a tooth pulled, poor baby. It's time now, though, for some free therapy. Today is World Mental Health Day, also Mental Health Week in Australia. And APS psychologists are trained to help you get where you want to be. Find out more at believeinchange.com. Joining us now, though, is Dr. Richard Chambers. Did I say it right?
You did indeed. Happy Chambers. World Mental Chambers. Health Day, Chambers.
I always question myself with last name.
Chamberlain. I don't know. It's hard to get right, isn't
it? My head. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what happened. My hands are above my head and I'm clapping.
How are you?
Oh, you know, Dr. Richard, it's up and down. It's moment to moment, isn't it, Lukey?
It is. Just trying to do it every day.
I just like to introduce you to Anxiety's Luke McGregor.
Hi, nice to meet you. Hello, Mr. Anxiety's Luke McGregor. Yeah.
Now, Richard, you're here today because I asked you to make meditating less boring.
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry.
I think you told me you didn't have time to meditate.
Oh, yeah. It's so boring. And you don't meditate, Luke, do you?
I play video games a lot.
Me too.
So you focus all night long. Suddenly the sun comes up. You're like, damn, again.
Yeah, what happened?
What happened?
So is that, so what do you play? I play Mario Kart.
I just bought the Super Nintendo Mini.
The little one.
Yeah, so I've been playing Super Mario World, I think it is.
Old school. Old school. And Mario Kart too.
Do a lot of Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Is that the same as meditating?
Oh, I would say you're concentrating and you can play it all night long and be totally in the zone, and suddenly it's 3 a.m. and you got to work at 5 and you've been just open your fifth Red Bull and maybe some awareness of your body and what time it is and what you're doing.
The smell coming out from
you. So look, meditation's concentrating on the smell.
I haven't seen daylight
been there,
in
have
3
you?
Days.
Yeah, right.
All of a sudden, like, oh, my kids want to be fed. They're so
serious
selfish.
Mario Kart challenges.
They get out of the cage.
Yeah, so how can you – so I would say, Lukey, you and I are people with fast minds.
Yes.
You have to be.
And does your mind come to life just as you're going to sleep?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Overthinking everything I've said, worrying about, I don't know.
Everything.
Everything, basically, yeah. Especially with the job we do, I don't know, especially basically anything I said, just questioning it, but doubly as much.
Yeah, and now,
well, especially what I'm saying it like right now.
You notice when you hop in bed, don't you? The mind's busy all day long, tick, 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 tick. And it's great when you're on air, boom, boom, boom.
No,
and afterwards you're hanging with your friends. And then suddenly you hop in bed and it's like, oh my God, my mind is going a million miles
an hour. And my mind will be like,
oh,
here's a thing you did 5 years ago that upset that person. You should definitely write them a letter right now apologising. Yeah. Like, what can we do? And I reckon a lot of people like this. What's a good, quick meditation? Please don't make it boring or tell me you have to chant anything.
No chanting, no whale song. That's the good news.
Mm.
Look, our minds are distracted half the time, according to research out of Harvard University. So half the time you're awake, you're not even paying attention to what you're doing. And they're busy all day long. And it's only when we get into bed or when we get carried away with like anxious thoughts or caught up in some kind of problematic thinking that we even notice that there's a problem there.
Mm.
So what we want to do ideally is just not have our minds so scattered throughout the day. So mindfulness is paying attention to what we're doing while we're doing it. Now, when you're on air, I know your mind's going quickly, but you seem pretty focused on the job. You're in the zone, right?
But that's why I like doing stand-up and I like singing and I like this job, because I am focused to be completely in the moment. I'm forced.
So that is mindfulness.
Okay.
Let's just think about it like that. When you're in the zone like that, just focused on what you're doing, that's mindfulness.
Yeah.
And of course, when you clock off from here, if you continue that mental busyness and thinking about your show tomorrow and then calling friends and hanging out with them and doing a million other things.
I don't see people generally.
Mario Kart.
No one wants to see me and everyone hates me. Yeah. So that's another manifestation. That's fun.
Em and I have been trying to organise a coffee for about...
How long?
Must be like...
I reckon over a year.
15 months maybe?
Yeah, and both of us just cancel on the other before the other can cancel on the other.
Modern life, modern times.
I would say Luke would be one of the people I love the most in the world, and I've probably seen him 3 times in 12 months.
We only really see each other doing this.
Yeah. And we're very comfortable with that, but that's just...
One day.
It's just modern times, right?
Yeah. So you're saying...
Focus on one thing at a time.
Practice during the day,
yep.
And then by the time it gets to bedtime, you're trained.
Yes. Well, this part of your day makes your mind really busy, so you'd benefit from something that just helps you to focus and calm down a little bit. So any activity that engages our attention with the senses,
yeah,
right? So if you go home and cook and you're just cooking, you don't have the TV on, you're not listening to a podcast, you're not on your phone, you're just tasting the food and noticing the textures and the smells and et cetera, or exercising in a way where you're feeling your body, you're noticing your breathing, you're not watching TV and reading a magazine on the treadmill, you know? Any activity like that that gets you into the moment, it's going to help you to focus.
So it's a form of meditating.
That's mindfulness. So you call that meditation in action, right?
Okay. And never say that again. That sounds horrible.
Meditation. Yeah.
Sounds like a support
can
group.
Can I call it meditation?
Of women in like Hessian pants. Meditation in action.
Yay!
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We'll just call it meditation.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my god. That was a fusion word from hell.
I know, right?
Oh my yeah. god.
I'm just going to put on this jumper. We would all. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Meditation.
Meditation. Hashtag meditation.
Oh god.
So we would all benefit from that, right?
Okay.
So the more of that we do in our lives,
yes,
the happier we are because we focus, we train the brain to be focused on one thing. We strengthen parts of the brain like the prefrontal cortex, yep, going to chuck a bunch of jargon at you, which then makes it easier to focus in other areas.
Okay.
So we pick activities, go and exercise, cook a meal, take your dog to the park, hang out with your kids, pay
None
attention
of that's
to
appealing. Their,
well,
yeah, okay.
Find some cracker shards.
Great.
Sip it.
Right.
Actually
taste the grapes.
And taste the grapes.
Now you're talking my language.
The whole wine wanker thing.
Winitation.
That could be mindfulness.
Winitation, yep. I can get on Bob's. Mummy just cracked Pinot Grigio. Pay attention to the sound of the lid cracking.
That's it.
Listen to the wine going in the glass. Pay attention as the coldness touches it. See,
oh,
I
my
can
God.
Do that.
You are a natural. And suddenly Winitation. I wish I'd brought in a little bottle of wine.
See how much more you pour in your fifth glass.
That's right.
Don't you judge me like McGregor.
I was talking about me.
The first glass of wine is usually pretty mindful. The second bit less, third
and
subsequent.
Fifth, I've forgotten altogether, yeah, so
exactly,
that's great.
Yep. So that's mindfulness,
yes,
or meditation.
I'm very sorry.
But then what we want to do is we want to sit and focus for a period of time. Sometimes it's called the formal practice of mindfulness or meditation. Really just means attention training. So we sit and train our attention.
Okay.
We train our muscles in the gym. We train our cardio, but we don't often think to train our mind.
Oh, God.
And because we're scattered half the time, we're trying to multitask. I could go on and on and on about the cost for our mental health as we get caught up worrying and dwelling on stuff, or for our productivity as we're just not paying attention half the time when you're sitting for 8 hours doing 4 hours of work, 4 hours of daydreaming.
Yes.
So to train the attention and strengthen the brain, strengthen the prefrontal cortex, right, which is what meditation's been shown to do, then means that in the other 23 hours and 55 minutes of the day, you know, if we've meditated for 5 minutes, we're just more able to pay attention. Our memory's better. We manage our emotions better. We're more self-aware. So I'd actually say that we don't have time not to meditate.
Oh my God, I hate you so much.
Yeah.
Take
that. Open a chat case.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Richard. We'll have you back next week, even though you've disappointed me with your fusion words.
Let's see how much more mindful you are next
week. Yeah, that's great. ABS psychologist trying to help you get where you want to be. Find it more at believeinchange.com. But also, if you're feeling like, yes, you have some anxiety problems and you'd like to get on top of them, go to your GP and they can really help you out. It's an easy thing. Just get in there and that's the first step to taking control of how you're feeling. Dr. Richard, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
See you soon.